There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I care about fighting for the people that I represent. I care about fighting the fights that are worth fighting. And yeah, I'm going to be passionate about it. I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to be direct. I do not have political consultants whispering in my ear saying, here's the way you say it so everybody sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. You know, no. You're going to hear it directly from me and bluntly because I care. If I didn't care, there's no reason to do this.
But sit down and shut up.
Well, sometimes people need to be told to sit down and shut up. So more of that stuff should be happening in Washington, D.C., because there's so much ridiculous stuff being spewed, especially out of the White House. Someone should say it's time to shut up.
Typical Chris Christie, very Jersey. Hey, everybody. The governor at CPAC talking there on the stage with Laura Ingraham. And you pretty much heard what he had to say. So it is the who's who in the conservative world. CPAC is the big event, the American Conservative Union, and Senator Ted Cruz so far seems like he rocked the House the most, not Chris Christie, although no harm, no foul with him. I think he has his supporters and maybe some detractors, but is he really very close to the presidency or running for president on the Republican side of things? I would say probably not. Ted Cruz asked, how do we bring back the miracle that is America? It was a mobbed ballroom at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center there in D.C. It's huge, cavernous. You feel like you're in the Grand Canyon. He said, we reassemble the Reagan coalition. He said, 1980, of course, Ronald Reagan appealed to the traditional Republican base, labor and whatnot, to win and serve two terms. Cruz, without naming a single possible Republican competitor by name, said he was the outsider who could claim the mantle of being the most conservative. Of course, he became very famous, as we all know, right away after 21 hours on the Senate floor, that speech that contributed to the partial government shutdown in 2013. And he has made a lot of moves in his time in Congress to get rid of some of those compromises that the Republicans are making in Congress. So that's the Cruz pretty much imprint. And he's absolutely on the short list. But it seems like Jeb Bush has a bigger leg up, but with this crowd, I don't think he's going to get the kind of reaction that Ted Cruz got. He did a 20-minute speech, and then he was asked a bunch of questions by Sean Hannity from Fox, and he said, unfortunately, the Republican leadership is cutting deals with Harry Reid and Senate Democrats. And that brings us to a very big day in Washington, let me tell you, including the fact that here we go again with the push-pull over the Department of Homeland Security, where you have the House butting heads with the Senate and nothing looking like it's close to anything, really, other than a Band-Aid that John Boehner may be throwing out of the box for 3 weeks from the House side. Because, as you know, even Boehner and McConnell haven't spoken in a couple of weeks, and it's something that Boehner is just trying to kind of tiptoe around. So as of Friday, really into Saturday, there would be the Department of Homeland Security members who would be furloughed, who work in that department, non-essentials, and then the essentials would come to work without pay. My best guess is, and the most obvious thing is, what do we revert back to? Just glossing over it and throwing a Band-Aid on it. So probably that's what we're going to see in that scenario. Coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, coming up next, in fact, your two cents, lots of emails about a lot of things, and we're going to go there. Plus, you can flip in your two cents live at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. As we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Then we're going to talk to My pal Stephen Kelly, free money guy, now more than ever, you got to get that stuff right, because don't count on anyone else to help you. You got to know what you're doing with your money. And I just kind of like the way he cuts to the chase, no question about it. And coming up in our third hour, if you stick around for our third hour, and I hope you do, you cannot miss Dr. Elena George, because it is so powerful what she has to say. I mean, this is a woman who has been a doctor for a while and is so disgusted with what is happening. She's gone in a completely different direction and has offered her patients what a lot of doctors are offering, direct pay, because of the nightmare of what's happened with their insurance. And in fact, she says that's what most of her patients are doing, and that's what most of her doctor friends are doing, or they're getting out of the business. As you know, next week, the first couple of days in the beginning of the week, I'll be in Washington, D.C. for those oral arguments that the Supreme Court is having on the subsidies. And the subsidies has come back to bite a few people, because they got the subsidies, were excited, and thought, wow, the subsidies now, hey, I have insurance, finally have insurance. But as it turns out, the numbers were wrong, so many have to pay back $500 or more, somewhere in the neighborhood of $500, maybe a little bit less, depends on the person, but they're paying back the subsidies that they didn't think they'd have to pay back and didn't understand about their insurance. And I think this is what the realization is for many. They didn't really realize the kind of insurance they were getting. So next week will be interesting, because I'm looking at this from all perspectives. I'm looking at it from the eyes of the left and the Democratic point of view, where they don't want to see anything happen with Obamacare and anything tilt the apple cart with the subsidies, et cetera, and the health savings exchanges. But I'm looking at it as well from the perspective of the people getting squeezed. Because I thought, you know, I say on the show all the time, if you're left of left, right of right, really are sick of it all, looking for a third party, you can be part of this conversation. We're not shutting anyone out here. I mean, say it, sing it, call us, whatever. And that's what we're going to do next week, give you other perspectives, hear what's being sold as, well, wait a second, you're listening to the wrong message on either side of this. I mean, let's hear it. Let's hear what everybody has to say, and I think it's going to be a wild crowd, which also on Tuesday, Benjamin Netanyahu was addressing both chambers of Congress. So what a week to be in D.C., you know, for sure. The other thing that's happening that has rattled so many of us, and We really took the lead on this on America Tonight. We talked to all kinds of people about this FCC thing that was coming up. And so now, voting 3-2, they've reclassified broadband internet. What it means is it'll be regulated like a public utility. What it means is you'll be paying more money eventually for it. And it means the internet now is regulated, like I said, like a public utility, which is just so darn crazy. I mean, it's really outrageous is what it is. Why couldn't they keep their hands off our internet? Coming up, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a cheek looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Everybody's the same since up in the seventh grade. They've been trying to get with me, trying to.
Hit the mailbag with this whole net neutrality thing. We're going to try to get to the mailbag, as I mentioned here in this segment. Thanks for hanging with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. The water is warm. So let's flush out net neutrality a little bit more. In fact, Nathan Reeder and I were talking in the break, and as he said, there's kind of a craziness thread to this net neutrality, and the explanations can be very muddled. So the FCC, of course, we know, regulates cable and other companies that provide this broadband services, right? And they've kind of tackled this net neutrality rules a couple of different times. In fact, in 2010, the FCC passed an order that prohibited Internet service providers, so the ISPs, from blocking traffic. So it allowed commercially what they would call reasonable discrimination, but rejected the potential pay for the priority deals that would have allowed content companies to pay for faster delivery of their traffic. And then what happened is, of course, it's bounced around all over the place, and an appeals court in January of last year struck down the rules in a case that was brought by Verizon. Comcast is the only ISP that has to actually abide by the old rules until 2018 because of their acquisition of NBC Universal, right? So all other U.S. major ISPs said they support an open internet, right? And so what would that mean? What does the new plan mean? The court basically affirms the FCC's authority, if you will, because their grab, whatever you want to call it, to regulate broadband. Like I said, it's just like a public utility, so they could use another section of the communications law to restore some of the rules. And this is where, you know, Tom Wheeler's on the hot seat, because he's the chairman, because Tom Wheeler proposed new rules, and he says they would have allowed some commercially reasonable pay for priority deals. The FCC received 4 million comments in response to net neutrality, advocates urging the FCC to reclassify it, right, to prevent potential web fast lanes. And then the president, who never weighs in on this kind of stuff, threw his weight behind it in November. And so now reclassifying broadband as well as expanding its authority to these deals where content companies like Netflix pay ISPs to link up with their networks. So there certainly would be some companies who would support it. Larger technology companies like Google and Facebook objected to paid prioritization, right? But they kind of laid in the weeds after that. But smaller companies like, let's say, Tumblr supported the push for it. So opponents of this regulation say ISPs, you know, so you look at ISPs, they don't oppose bans to prevent blocking or discrimination, but if there's a stricter regulatory body or regime is a better way to say it, it would discourage investment in the expensive network infrastructure, and they're going to challenge the new rules, certainly in court. So they're going to try, Republican lawmakers certainly would try, seeing as an overreach, are going to try to counter with a new rule. So there's going to be some things that are going to shake out of this. This is why I said you might not see it right now, but it down the road is where you probably see it much more. So net neutrality rules, good thing, bad thing. It's going to end up absolutely in court. And then the battle's going to also be over whether net neutrality is constitutional. And then you're also going to see people like Mark Cuban, who you see him on Shark Tank, you know, the billionaire basketball owner, who says, listen, this is the problem. And he's a tech guy. Of course, that's how he made his money. He's saying that the new rules on the internet, what ultimately it will happen is it sets a dangerous regulatory precedent, because does anyone really think it's going to be different for future chairmen who sit in that spot in the FCC and with whoever the future presidents are and the makeup of the FCC? He said it's just going to be one after another of kind of a whack-a-mole environment. This is his quote. If you're like me and you think the best is yet to come for the internet, you don't want the FCC involved because of the uncertainty of it. You don't want to see that happen. And then you have Oregon Congressman Greg Walden, who says the vote threatens to throw all of this, the modern economy, out of the window and to generate significant uncertainty that will impact the industry and investors. And ultimately, it trickles down to the consumers. And where I'm saying, we're going to pay more, because that's what I care about. We're going to pay more. You, me, the little guy, that person, right? So Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn agrees. She says the new rules would lead to new taxes, and we do not need the FCC's help in order to be effective. And that's where I think it will trickle down. So that's the bottom line. And many of you had something to say about that, so let's hurry up and skedaddle to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. This one is from Harry, who says, Kate, the FCC, more regulation sounds like a bunch of nonsense to me. Not really where we want to be although there are probably some who like the idea of what they're going to be able to benefit from with these new FCC regulations. But I think it's ridiculous. And if it's not broke, why are they trying to fix it? Makes no sense to me. All right, this one from Jake in Austin. Wow, this is what every techie is talking about. What does it mean? What does it mean for speed? Does it mean certain people jump ahead in the line? Are there going to be some unintended consequences from the new rules? What will it do with innovation on the Internet? Might look like it's not that dangerous now. Think of the cloud. Think of the things that have happened. But it could be dangerous in the near future. I'm from Techland, and this is The Buzz, Kate. Okay, how about this one from Keith, who says, I can't understand how the FCC had a vote on this that went down 3-2, and now they're reclassifying broadband internet as a public utility. When you think of public utilities, what do you think? You think of how they keep going up, don't you? And does that mean that's going to happen to us? Well, that's the theory, is that it leads to ultimately taxes, that could happen. And some kind of a scheme to control the internet? Is that what it's all about? You know, it always comes back to money to me. It does. It comes back to money when you look and pull the cover off of this thing, right? So now that's what the deal is. I mean, the bottom line is this: as of Thursday, or once it all kicks in, treat the internet like a public utility and not allow internet service providers from charging content providers extra to speed the transmission. On the surface, that's what it is. But this was a 350-page document that had all kinds of things whipped into the middle of it. So it's almost like another wait and see thing. What's going to trickle out that we're not aware of? I mean, will it really affect innovation on the internet? Does it cripple innovation or not? And somebody said to me earlier today, well, think of the airlines and what they said when they regulated the airlines, and think of what they said when they regulated phone companies. And what does that mean ultimately? So I think you get the gist of it, right? Coming up, Steve Kelly. We're talking to our favorite free money guy next on America Tonight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Stephen Kelly, and the perfect time of year, of course, because we're all whining about the snow, and so maybe we could start thinking about planning our financial futures. How about that? Coming up with a plan. How about siloing your money? He knows all about it. Stephen Kelly, I'm not even going to ask you about the snow. I know you're over 100 inches, something like that, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm amused a little bit about the people around here. I'm in, of course, New England, but I lived in upstate New York for a few years, and we get 100 inches before Christmas in upstate New York. So I get, you know, yeah, 100 inches. It's not insignificant, but heck, you know, it doesn't compare to 200 or 250 inches. And, you know, the thing about that 200 inches is it was always just all in my driveway, every bit of it. So
there you go. It is always about amounts. And that's funny because it kind of brings us to the analogy of people thinking about their money and amounts, especially when they zero in on 401ks and they don't think about the overall picture, right?
Well, yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up, because I had a gal in earlier today who was really kind of worried about this situation. She's got she comes out of a hospital that is changing its plan. And the process of changing the plan is really kind of upsetting some of the plans that are already in place, and people are having to address change, and oftentimes they don't do a very good job emotionally or even in terms of the decision making process in terms of making these kinds of changes. So she came in, she knows someone who's a client of mine and was referred. And the interesting thing about this, Kate, was that, you know, she came in with a bunch of statements, and all she wanted to show me was her 401k statement, because that's what she wanted to talk about. And she started right off wanting to know what I would put it in. What would you put this in? What would you put this in? Where would you put it? What would you do with it? And I kept trying to say, you know, Virginia, I don't know. I don't know where I would put it. I don't know what I would do with it until I know something about you. And it was really, really difficult for her to get off of. And I said, in fact, the first thing I said to her was, you know, the point of today's meeting, this was the first meeting, is not to shop products. It's not to try and solve a problem with your accounts. The purpose of today's meeting is to see if you like me. You know, that should be where you start with this process, is you should be, the first thing you should be shopping is not product or strategies or things like that. The first thing you should be shopping is the person you want to work with. Do you trust me? Do you feel like I'm going to give you the service that I want? Do you think that I have the intellectual heft to do the job that you want to have done? Are we a fit, you know, in terms of does talking to me make you feel good, or does it make you feel nervous and frightened? All of these things really need to be, I think, the focus at the beginning of this thing. Do I have confidence in this person to serve me well? Once we're beyond that, then what we need to do is have a conversation about your total picture. And the total picture is not just this one account. The fact of the matter is, when she was just telling me that she had this one account, and I was under the impression that that's all there was, I was going one direction with in terms of my thinking. When I realized, after just sort of kind of having to pry it out of her over the course of about an hour, what the scope of their total assets were, this one account was really only about a fourth to a third of total holdings. It made a huge difference in terms of how I would approach this. And, you know, that's not an uncommon dynamic in these meetings. People come in thinking they have an issue here or a problem here and they want to fix that. What we try and do is we try and show people that you can't just take one piece of, you don't just build one room in a house. You build the whole house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how you're going to do this room over here is probably going to impact how that room over there is going to take shape. You have to, and even if you're doing a remodel, which I just did, you know, they have to dig into the structural integrity of the house and the foundation and you know, look at the roof and look at the beams and all these other things to make sure that what they're doing in terms of adding on is going to fit the structural integrity of the overall building and complement it, not take away from it. And it's not unlike what we do from a perspective of financial planning. I need to know that what I'm doing, what I'm proposing, is going to complement your overall plan. Am I doing something that's going to cause you problems with taxes? Am I doing something that's going to cause an issue for overall cash flow? Does what we're talking about expose you further, for example, if you should need a long-term care solution later on? Or am I adding unnecessary risk to your portfolio, or am I taking away a necessary risk? All of these things have to be thought about within the context of the whole and not with the pieces. And this is probably one of my biggest challenges when I'm talking to people, is getting them to think about the whole picture.
Why do you think that is, Stephen? Did you think it's because we're just so focused on one particular area, and I guess it could be other things, but it seems to be the 401k. But like you said, if you don't know the whole picture, boy, it really changes things as to, first of all, what you can help them with. If you don't know the whole picture, how can you know to advise them correctly?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? That's the issue. Why does it happen? I think it's because we're not conditioned. We're not taught to think about how our money works. And the way we sort of collect professionals around us, I think, is troubling. You know, you'll start out young, perhaps, and getting married, and you might think of a will, so you get an attorney. Or maybe at that point in time, you're thinking in terms of, well, I'm married now, and I want to take care of my wife or my husband if something happens, so I'll get a life insurance policy. So you get an insurance agent. Or maybe that happens when you have a baby, and you start thinking about that. And then you talk to somebody because I want to start planning for college for my kids. So you start, you know, you bring on a financial person to do that. And then, you know, you're buying and selling houses, so you have a lawyer for that. And then you have to do your taxes, so you have a CPA. And during the course of our lifetime, we tend to sort of skip from professional to professional, or even not professionals, perhaps salespeople to salespeople and salespeople. And if what you're dealing with a salesperson is, and they glom on to, hey, here's a $250,000 account that I could grab real easily, you know, that's where their focus is. I want to get this money and move it so I can get a payday.
Right.
Well, the reality of the situation is for you, the client, it may not be a good thing to move that money. You may do better if we just leave it where it is. So if my focus as a professional is solely on making the sale, and I'm not willing to look deeper, then, you know, I'm not going to serve you very well. I'm just going to focus on that. And so we're kind of trained to focus on a piece here, a piece there. And in fact, she had talked to somebody prior to coming into me, and it was the husband of the person that manages this program for this company. And all he wanted to do was talk to her about moving her 401k into an annuity. And I'm not sure that's the best thing for her.
Right, but he sat down. That was the instrument, and that's also part of how I think some, as you said, some investment advisors and how people move, because it's what they do. It's their income. It's feeding their financial engine, and it's not always necessarily nefarious, but that's what it is. And I think in a financial planner and an investment advisor, I mean, it's like these new commercials. You really want someone that knows you.
You really do. And in my business, there's a lot of talk about this one call close. People ask, are you into the one call close? You know, in other words, you bring them in, you find an asset, you move the asset, they're out of your office in an hour, and you've made money. And we, as a matter of policy, will never do a one call close. Even if somebody comes in and says, I want to move the money today, we won't do it. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. But they go home to think about it. I don't have people making these kinds of decisions in my office with somebody breathing down their neck. You can never come to a good decision like that. The other thing is I won't ever deal with a product with somebody unless they will show me their whole picture. I simply won't do it.
Yeah, makes total sense. All right, Free Money Guy, tell everybody about the website and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, we're at 844-4-FREE-MO, and the website is freemoneyguys.com. And there's a lot of good material on there, so we recommend you get on and take a look around.
Awesome. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Steve Kelly.
Thank you, Kate. Great talking to you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We're making that final turn here on This Hour of America tonight. And while everybody tries to figure out what net neutrality means, the poor Nathan Reeder, he's having a rough time over this, as so many people are. Seriously, the tech world has exploded. It's trending all over the internet. Lots of opinions from Silicon Valley to Austin, Texas, and bouncing around the rest of the country, too. So, on that note, that has nothing to do with dumb things I shouldn't have done, and that's where we're heading next. Take us there, Nathan.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
All right, let's take this first one. This is from Bill, who says, Kate, probably one of the dumbest things that I ever did is because it's been so cold, my mailbox, you know, the hinges on it froze. In other words, the front and opening the front of it, because I have one at the street. And I decided, okay, what I'm going to do is, I couldn't get it open. I was just doing everything I could. I thought what I would do is make, you know, boil some hot water and take it out there. Unfortunately, when I took the tea kettle out there, when I tipped it over, the water, some of that boiling hot water spilled, onto my hand while I was trying to pull open the front of the mailbox. Lesson learned. You have to throw the water on it, dummy, and then pull it open. I didn't realize where my hand was. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that. I've done the thing with the lid on the teapot tipping, tipping over and hitting me and a little bit of the water coming up. And not certainly not to the level of being at the mailbox and doing that, because that would be a lot of water, I'm assuming. You didn't tell us how much water, but it couldn't have been anything good. Okay, this one is from Lars, who says, Kate, I listen to the show, and I hear all the people with their dumb things, and I, like everybody else, have a lot of things probably to choose from. And the one I decided that I would choose is the one where I didn't realize my windows were down. It was storming. I was out at a movie, and when I came back out to my car, it was like a miniature flood, and I really am not exaggerating this whatsoever. I was very upset at what had happened to the seats inside my Chariot. So here is the thing. Don't leave the windows down. Even if you have nothing inside that anybody is going to steal, you don't want to leave them down because you never know what's going to happen with the weather. I think I told this story that happened to me. I lived in California for a while after I got out of school, and I was with a boyfriend, and we were in Monterey, at Cannery Row. We were right there by Cannery Row, and we went to some restaurant, whatever it was, some burger place on the water or something. And kind of the same thing, we did have the windows up and everything, but then it was just a storm. It was like a massive storm, came into the area and just slammed in the air, and then of course it left and we ran out to the car. But he had a soft roof, a soft top convertible roof, and it had a leak or where it wasn't closed, and there was water everywhere. It was bad news. So I don't think he realizes that there was like a leak in the side of it, but it wasn't very fun. It's not great to get into a wet car, is it? Okay, here's this one from Hannah. Boy, a lot of new people. That's why I picked a lot of these folks. And Hannah says, Kate, dumbest thing that I've ever done, I don't know, but dumb things that I continue to do are things like when I'm doing the dishes, something gets caught where I have forks or knives or whatever it is. Seemingly, it's often a spoon that gets stuck in the drain. I can't tell you how many times I've had to call the plumber out because naturally I've flipped the switch and grinded things to a halt, if you know what I mean. Yeah, the garbage disposal. Of course I know what you mean. That's happened to me a couple of different times. In fact, recently, it's not about my dumb things, but I think I make some of you feel better when I tell you my dumb things. Recently, and I'm going to blame this on my husband, recently, those little tiny mason jars, not the big ones where you're canning tomatoes and stuff, it was just a small one. He somehow got it. He was using soapy water, was soaping some things, and that was in the drain. And so nothing was turning when I hit the disposal, but luckily I turned it off right away. And then when we tried to feel inside it, it was just a weird suction, and it was that mason jar was the exact size of the drains, and we were able to get it out. But it would have been probably the fifth time we had to call a plumber to come and take something out of the drain. I'm not a big fan of garbage disposals because being burned by things that have gone down them. So I can completely relate to that one. And yet we have another movie one. It seems a lot of people in this audience have problems at the movies. So Joseph says, I was at the movies and I was in a hurry because I timed it so I wouldn't have to sit through 20 minutes of what upcoming movies there were. And I got a giant tub of popcorn, and, you know, they sell you the combo thing, and they push it on you, and I got the biggest soda you could possibly get. I hadn't even eaten that day, and I was just looking forward to it. And I tripped up the steps as I was trying to get to the tippy top because there was one seat sort of left in the back, and I didn't want to sit in the front, and I could see it. So I was racing toward the seat and trying to be quiet and get out of everybody's way. In other words, not be the guy, the dopey guy on the steps running up. And I tripped, and you know, everything went flying forward. And I made a big commotion, ruined the popcorn, ruined the soda, and just kind of slurped to my seat. Oh, and you know, that's like one of those questions where if you do that, do you just, I mean, what are you going to do? It's an accident. And if people are hissing at you, shame on them. But do you go back down the steps and just get some more popcorn and go back up the steps? Or do you just do what he did and you slurk to your seat? I guess you just slurk to your seat. But if you really wanted that popcorn, what a bummer. We've had like four or five people that have had stories about that. You know, incidents with popcorn, soda, and movie theaters are dark. They just have those, by the time you get to the movie, you just have the little lights. So if you're not seeing well and you're trying to, especially a big one, you're trying to get up the steps or whatever, yeah, that kind of thing is going to happen. And then there's this last one here, and this one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, it happens every single day. My dog, I have to kind of try to fake out my dog when I go out the front door to get the mail, and I'm pretty good at it usually, but unfortunately last week when I went to go get the mail, the dog ran out after me, and boy, it ended up being a wild odyssey of me trying to herd him into the house where I was blocks away from where I lived, and chasing him down the street with no collar and no leash because he didn't have his collar on. So there were some scary moments actually because of cars and him kind of darting around and thinking it was a game. But eventually I think I wore him out, and that led to him following me home. So lesson learned, just check the mail a different way. I don't know, lock the dog for a second in a different room if whenever you go outside or answer the door or whatever, he's going to run outside. There's probably a rule for that. I mean, that's kind of a thing that happens in my world too, so I don't do it. I just go around the other way and check it so I don't have to worry about opening the door. Because dogs are a good thing in a watchdog sense. If they're that kind of dog, they're probably barking if strangers come to the door or whatever. Anyway, an interesting kind of mix in dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you've done something dumb, well, geez, share it with us. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extend Over.